You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again, and welcome to the Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Negatory.
Somebody beat us again?
Nope. I mean, all this week we got Pirates of the Caribbean Marathon going on.
You guys.
Pirates?
Yeah, I mean, we have no chance.
You know, we don't have video.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle, and loot, drink up me.
Well, the FCC asked us not to go on video. Too many kids were getting scared.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not on video because you can't see the fact that our beloved Harmeet had a little medical condition, so he's wearing an eye patch. So today, the entire show is in honor of Harmeet. So
they're all wearing eye patches and little parrots on their shoulders. But did I notice when I walked in? No, because I got one good eye. A solid 2 minutes. I'm pouring whiskey, and these guys are just... Look at me like I'm mentally deficient.
We knew that already.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there grinning at him with a parrot on my shoulder, and he finally sees it. And then he looks at everybody else and, oh.
You know, yesterday I had to tell a little girl yesterday was the Kentucky Derby. And I had a little 2-year-old girl in the store after work, or late at night after work, at work. And she kept telling her mommy, pirate, pirate, pirate. I was like, no, little girl, pirates don't wear pink seersucker. But, you know.
Well, fashionable pirates.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here in the scurvy basement.
And Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, thank you, Bob. I don't have a pirate voice. I tried doing it. I tried doing an R. No.
And good old boy Justin.
R, good morning.
We need a rum show. We need to steal them back from the guys in Tennessee.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be tasting today. We have the Monk's Road 5th District Series 2. Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release. The Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak release. The Rossville Union Bottled in Bond Straight Rye Whiskey. The Remus Highest Rye Straight Bourbon Whiskey 6-Year-Old. The Bernheim Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey B923. The Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923. And the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey C923.
Woo!
So, does not suck to be us today.
No, even if you were on a pirate ship.
Yeah. If you guys were paying attention, the Kentucky Derby's in May, and we're just now getting around to Elijah Craig's C923 because we've got so many whiskeys lined up for this show.
I don't complain about it. Yeah. I'm happy. But
we're having a good time.
We're doing the best we can, you know.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
So, you know. Is there a theme here? I'm feeling a theme. What do you say, Polly? Polly says there's a theme. So let's have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
One sip.
Arr, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, you scurvy Dave.
Gangadine, water.
We finally found
water. Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Hold on. Technical difficulty.
There's a button. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes that button doesn't work quite right, so.
It's Windows.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there that nice?
I'm pretty sure she said operator error.
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Oh, that was a good one.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
He lost to the Widow on five for me. He should have stopped at four.
Around number two, I was feeling the Monty Python.
Yeah, he could have done the Pirate's Life for Me on five, you know? So, I mean.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yep.
All right, Brent, why don't you tell us about our first whiskey?
Thanks, Bob. Our first one is the Log Still Distillery is the creation of Wally Dant, a direct descendant of Joseph W. Dant. In 1836, J.W. Dant began distilling at the age of 16 when he built his first still out of a hollow log. His business grew, and soon he was selling his whiskey as far away as New Orleans. In 1870, he built a new distillery that was gravity-fed, avoiding the need for pumps. Upon his death, his family continued the business, with his son J.B. Dant opening a second distillery in Gethsemane, dedicated to the Yellowstone brand. With the advent of Prohibition, both distilleries closed, and the property in Gethsemane was sold in
Gethsemane. Like, it's like you didn't go to church.
I know.
Yeah,
was sold in 1940 to National Distillers, who subsequently sold the distillery to United Distillers of America. Shenley purchased the property in 1952 and continued to run it until 1987, when it was sold back to United Distillers, who closed the distillery several years later after selling the brands to Heaven Hill. Wanting to revive his family's heritage in the whiskey business, Wally Dant brought back the property and began construction of a new distillery,
and its
wedding
back.
Venue and venue amphitheater. And in 2022, they opened the Log Still Distillery. Now, I had a chance to tour the property. And this is some place that if you're on the, you know, on one of the trails, you may need to make an exception to get over there and tour it and visit it.
Go on and you can sign up and you'll get emails for all the acts that play at the amphitheater. They call it the Amp. And I mean, they've got a lot of really top notch, you know, high end
entertainers. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking just like local guys. So very cool venue.
Yep. So our first, our first whiskey we're going to be talking about is the Monk's Road 5th District Series 2. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, 8 years old. The 5th District line of Monk's Road bourbons is a limited release series of rotating spirits that they pay tribute to the historic distilleries of the 5th Tax District. The second release in the 5th District series pays homage to F.M. Head Distillery, which Log Still's DSP number 47 is derived from. This expression is a high rye bourbon finished with a secondary toasted barrel. I already like the fact that it says toasted barrel on it as a finish. So on the nose, I mean, on the palate, it's a nice light copper color, a medium copper color. It's on the nose, I get this, it's like a fresh tree being cut down, you know, followed by a little bit of that. It tastes like flat Coke. It smells like flat Coca-Cola, you know, like when you're a little bit of a coconut. You got that coconut in there on the nose, on the palate. Let's take a little. Oh, on the palate, I get some, first thing that comes to me is nutmeg, and then I get that coconut. A little bit of like a fresh apple. I get some caramel. The finish is a little bit. The mouthfeel on this is very nice as well. It's not quite a full mouthfeel, but it's good. It's nice coating to it. And on the finish, it's about a medium finish, I would say, but very pleasant overall. I'm glad they went with the toasted barrel. I I'm happy that they didn't choose a wine barrel or a rum barrel for this, although a rum barrel would have been perfect for our show today.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
So, Harmeet, what do you think?
Well, thanks, Brent. It's a beautiful, bright copper, and you said like a freshly cut tree. It's been a while since I've done my scouting days, and I haven't cut any wood in a while, but to me, it didn't smell like that green wood smell. It smelled more like when you walk into a carpenter's shop where they're working with aged wood. This is like, it's oak, but not like, it's a cut oak, but not like a green tree-ish smell. It's more like it's lumber. Already been aged.
It's lumber. It's been dried. Yeah.
It's dry. It's dry. I got toffee. I didn't think about the cola spices till you said it. And I'm searching for that coconut, and I don't really get it on the nose, but I got it on the palate. Those cola spices, the clove, the nutmeg, the cinnamon, they're all there on the palate as well.
Go back after you've tasted it and you go on the nose again. You're going to get that coconut.
Smell the coconut.
Yeah, you're going to get that coconut. It's going to come back.
It's light. Let me have a try with water. At 100 proof, though, it's perfect. It's really pleasant apple and vanilla on the palate. Long finish. I get that prickly ABV, that alcohol still there. And a bit of cocoa on that finish. Bob, what'd you say?
I think this is the best thing we've gotten from Monk's Road so far. I think Wally and his team are doing a really good job with the barrel finishing on this. They didn't overdo it, which is so easy to do. There's just enough of that toast. You're getting that coconut. That's where that coconut comes from, is that toasted oak. Some vanilla, some cloves.
And when I add the water and I get more of that oak and toasted coconut on the nose now, finally.
It's delicious. I think they did a very good job. What'd you think, Justin?
I got some copper tone, some fresh cured leather on the nose. I got salty Smithfield ham. On the palate, it was like a Cougar's bath supply, you know, like the clove and the nutmeg and all the little lotions they do before they take a bath. On the finish, it was like mid back palate, kind of spicy. Took me back. Good stuff.
And we'll be back with the Cougars Bath Supply Show.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we had just finished up talking about the Monk's Road 5th District Series 2, which we are going to be giving a well-deserved 4 sips.
Can we revisit the whole copper tone thing?
I don't think I want to go down that road, to be honest with you. The copper tone I was willing to let go, but then the Cougar supply hit in.
Cougar bath supply.
And that.
Yeah.
It smells like cancer. It smells like skin cancer.
Okay, Harm. Tell us the next one.
Appetizing. All right, fine. What else you got?
it's like when the tanning lotion was just oil, you know.
Yeah, it had a negative SPF. You put it on and it turned you brown. Yeah.
All right, our next whiskey is the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release, 57.85 ABV, 115.7 proof. The mash bill here is 70% corn, 16% wheat, 14% malted barley. To make this expression, Barrels of Maker's Mark spent 6 years. I've got one good eye, sorry. To make this expression, barrels of Maker's Mark spent 6 years aging in their traditional bourbon warehouses until they reach full maturity, and then they can be called Maker's Mark. These barrels are then moved into the distillery's proprietary whiskey cellar for an additional 5 to 6 years of aging before they're being blended and tasted and bottled. Built into natural limestone shelf of Kentucky hills, the cellar's consistently cool environment slows down the tannic impact that occurs during maturation, while allowing the bourbon to develop a deeper, darker flavor with hidden depth and no bitterness from the tannin. This expression is made from a blend of 87% 12-year-old oak and 13% 11-year-old barrels. So the color is like a really deep gold with bronze highlights. The nose is, it's a stone fruit, but it's dark. It's like chocolatey. There's a lot of caramelized sugar, and I get vanilla. And what I got more was like a chocolate covered plum. So these, like, it reminds me of Merlot, but this is not Merlot.
Yeah.
And
it's very, I get what you're saying. It's very Merlot like.
Yeah.
That dark fruit.
Dark chocolate notes, but it's not Merlot. And then it's balanced with big oak and vanilla. I got black cherry, plum, and dark chocolate on the palate. It's mouth coating. It's oily. It's beautiful. And the finish, that chocolate comes back. It's a chocolate bomb. What do you think, Justin?
It is a chocolate bomb. I also got on the nose like those kerosene lamps we used to use during hurricane season.
You grew up in South Florida.
Yeah.
Copper town and kerosene lamps.
Yeah. And on the palate.
And I don't want to hear about the cougar stories on the air, at least.
On the palate, I got the big oak, but I got like some marzipan too in the background.
I'll give you that. Yeah, good call.
Came through on the finish. And the finish is really long. It's really oaky. And for some reason, it's only hitting the left back palate of my mouth, but it's really cool.
That's probably the cancer.
It's called a stroke.
Probably the cancer, yeah.
It's a stroke. Okay. It's a stroke. Yeah. You notice how the left side, of your face is starting to droop too. So
I think I got a 50-50 shot every day of getting that.
Pretty much.
Yeah. At this point.
Bob, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I wish they could ramp up production and put this out a little bit more regularly. This is
well,
like
Maker's Mark. Well, I think because they say 2023 release, I think it is going to be something that they're going to be putting out on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I mean in volume.
The problem is because my salesman was sick that week, somebody sniped his allocation. So my store and half of Western Broward didn't get any.
That's what he told you.
Yeah, that's what. But I
he sold
around.
It out the back door.
No, yeah. Nobody else had it. Nobody else had it in my part of the county.
Oh, okay.
It all went out east.
Yeah, this is Maker's Mark turned up to 11 with a little bit of a sinister hilt to it. It's dark. It's the oak is big. The vanilla's there. The dark fruit, stewed fruit, black cherries, burnt toffee.
I'm not getting the burnt toffee. Everything else you said is good.
It's good. Yeah. This is excellent. I'm digging the heck out of this one. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I got, on the palate, I got candied cherries with oak and vanilla. That's really just kind of all stands out to me. It's like, and it's just like this deep, dark flavor that just it lingers. I'm really happy with it.
It's more black plum than cherry for me, but I see the cherries as well. Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's right there. It's just, it's at that just the right amount of sweetness. It does remind me of a wine though, you know, like you guys were talking about. It's got without having those a wine barrel. I think they've kind of incorporated a little bit, which I didn't know if I was going to like this or not, you know, at first. And then it's really coming around. Add a little bit of water, really pops.
I drank all my water. Yeah.
No, I just added water and it just popped out. It made it so much better for me.
Let me give it a try.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I...
Look at you with the advanced tasting techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the Nalgene bottles with the squirt bottles. Those are the best. Oh, yeah, this is good. It just intensifies it. The water just intensifies it.
Brings the nose up.
Yeah.
Intensified it. It brought it great. I'm getting more of the cherry than less of the plum, but it's there.
After the water, I'm getting that... What's that stuff you used to get the nails off?
Acetone?
Nail thinner?
It's acetone. There's no acetone here, dude.
After the water, I got a little bit on the nose.
You put too much water in. Something wrong with that boy.
He just had his nails done to be.
Somebody laced his glass. To be fair, something.
Now the sad thing is pedicure, and he's drinking with his feet. That's the.
Does
sad
this taste
part
like fentanyl to you? I think it tastes fentanyl. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'd have to defer to you, Harm.
I think it's fantastic.
I've only had fentanyl injected. And see, I've never orally.
We've heard the stories of how Bill Samuels has a few barrels tucked away, just personal ones that are, you know, 12 plus years old. I don't even think they get rotated or anything. They're just in the corner. And I know a few people that supposedly have shared that with him in the past. And I always was green with envy. It's like, oh, I can only imagine what this would be like at 12 years old. And now finally we're getting to try it. And yeah, it's everything I'd hoped it'd be.
12 and 13 year old barrels here.
Yeah. Yep. Everything I'd hoped it would be. I mean, it's delicious.
What's our rating on this one, Bob?
Well, we're going to be rating the Maker's Mark Cellar Age 2023 release, a well-deserved forceps.
It's close to five, though.
Yeah, it's with the water, honestly, I'm leaning.
Yeah. I hope they'll come out with a release.
I was leaning with just the alcohol.
Yeah. All right. So
we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Tell us on our next one, which you think you can get this one done?
Yeah, I think I can.
Are you sure?
Yes, I can.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you have to leave right now? I mean,
Steve's got to go drain the sea monster.
If you have to, then we'll hold off on it for you.
Pirate's got to do it. A pirate's got to do it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we're going to talk about Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak. For this expression, Ragged Branch Distillery in Virginia teamed up with the folks at Michael Mina's restaurant, Bourbon Steak. The limited edition release is twice barreled and double oaked. It is only available at the restaurant's flagship Washington, D.C. location.
Which is horrible because we have a Michael Mina Bourbon Steak here.
Yep.
Close by, and this should be there as well.
I'm going to take it up with him next time I see Johnny.
Send some bottles, man.
The color on this is dark.
Oh, dark ain't the word. This is the dark.
This is like a pirate's heart.
This is the darkest thing I've seen from Ragged Branch so far.
On the nose, I'm getting mothballs and burnt caramel. On the palate, it's full and spicy and tannic. And the finish, it's like a very high rye.
He said mothball,
finish.
And I got the damn mothball. Why the hell did this happen to me?
You got
welcome
out of bed
to my psychedelic journey. Yeah. So this was fun. I don't have an EC for it, but I enjoyed it. What did you think, Harmeet?
I hate you, Brent. Justin, sorry. It's dark like my heart, like a pirate's heart. It's oak and caramel and coffee and lemon and clove. And damned if it isn't a little bit of mothball. I got Holly a lot of green notes on the palate, a little bit like wood glue type thing going on. I don't know. This one didn't appeal to me as much. It smells better than it tastes. And it's just okay.
That's what she said.
Sorry. It's okay. Brent, what do you think?
Well, this is the best thing that we've had out of Ragged Branch. And I enjoy it. I mean, on the nose, I
it
got
still
some like
young to me.
Yeah, on the nose, I got some like some green wood, but I also got that cinnamon fireball note to it, and that carried over.
Oh yeah, that's not a pleasant note, and I don't get that.
That carried over onto the palate. You know, I had that cinnamon, that fireball kind of thing, the clove. I got some candied caramel to it.
Red Hots.
Really? Little bit of ginger.
That much cinnamon?
I got red hots.
Big time. A little bit of ginger, a little bit of orange peel,
but no Marianne.
Yeah, and on the finish,
it's only a 3-hour tour.
On the finish, it was like candied sugars on the finish. It just
smells green and young to me. And that coffee and lemon note to me is a little off.
The nose made me think it was younger than what it was. But on the palate, it's, you know, it improves. And add a little bit of water again.
I'll try with
and,
water.
Yeah. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised how this turns around a little bit. Oh, just those couple drops of water really just does it. Makes it pop.
And you're right. Mm-hmm. The water really did improve it.
Oh, wow. Got big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This all goes up a whole point for me now. The water did it. This just needed it to unlock all right, it.
So fly to DC, go to Bourbon State.
How about they send some bottles down to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like I said, this is the best thing that Ragged Branch has come out with. And with them experimenting with things like this, I'm excited to see where else they go.
Well, they're doing some good work there, and you know.
Yeah, I bet they make a good cocktail with this.
To be perfectly open,
Manhattan.
We've got a good friend that actually works at this distillery, but he has joined the last couple of years. He wasn't there at the beginning, and he's doing some consulting work for him. And their stuff has gotten progressively better. Their stuff, even the young stuff, it's well made. You know, it just needs some time.
It just needs time. Yeah.
But this is absolutely, I'm with Brent. This is the best thing I've had from him so far. And you saw me down here with the water, and you know, I'm like, there you go. That's what it needed.
It needs to be on a big old ice cube.
Yeah.
Maybe a cocktail on it.
This in a big cube would be high awesome. Ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the club soda would kill it.
Yeah, I think the club soda would be too much, but with a big cube, let it melt a little bit, let the water mix in.
I'd rather have Scotch highballs
on the nose. It's creamy. I actually get a little. It's not there now that I've added water, but I got a little bit of mint on the nose.
I got the creaminess with the water.
Yeah, the creaminess is still there. The mint that I got on the nose, that's gone. But it's you know, there's some brown sugar, like burnt brown sugar.
I'm the one who usually adds water. Why is it people?
And it's got a little bit of coffee, and even with the water, it honestly focused that cinnamon more for me. The cinnamon was kind of muddled until I put the water in.
Brent's going to use a good idea, even if it comes from you, Harmy.
Well, there you go. Thank you. I noticed you guys have all taken off your eye patches. This show was supposed to honor me. All their eye patches are gone. Here I am sitting with my eye patch, my one good eye.
We it's don't hard like, to work. We with don't an like eye patch. You that much, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't getting all that cinnamon you guys got, but it's there with the water.
Yeah, for me. It focused with the water. It was a little muddled.
So. Here, I put my eye patch back on for you.
Thank you. Well, we're gonna be rating the Ragged Branch Bourbon Steak.
It's covering his third eye.
Well deserved four sips. Good job, guys.
we didn't mention the finish. It's got a nice long finish too.
Yeah,
it did improve too.
Yeah, the finish stays with you for a while.
Yeah. Mm. Bob, speaking why don't you tell us about our next one here?
All right. The Dread Pirate Steve being no man's debt. I'll make a barter with you, true as the North Star.
Right.
In exchange for your kindness, I'll be splitting me buried treasure with you. Once I find it, that be.
Come on, Dodgeball. The greatest movie ever.
Oh, man.
Dodgeball. Come on, man. All right, so we're going to be tasting now the Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, 6 years old, 51% rye, 49% malted barley. This is the latest release from the Ross and Squibb Distillery. Rossville Union Bottled and Bond Straight Rye Whiskey is a new limited release high malt mash bill. The barrels for this expression were hand-selected by the master distiller, Ian Sturzman, so...
I have never seen this mash bill before. 51% rye, 49% barley?
Yeah, that's a new one.
That is crazy. I love it, though.
But see, you know, you and I are the Scotch guys. We're already going to love
it
because the malt's jacked up.
On all cylinders. Go ahead.
But it's got a nice kind of dark golden color to it. The nose is sweet. There's a raisininess there. A little bit of... kind of a dusty floor on the palate. On the palate, I'm getting caramel. Very, very sweet. Almost like fruit candy.
I'm getting white peach.
I get green apple. When we first poured it, I actually got kind of a malted milk ball. You know, those little chocolates.
Yeah.
When I force that chocolate has gone way down now that it's sat here with
Whoppers.
The air. Yeah. That's went down, and the cinnamon was a lot higher up when I first opened, and that's went down. So this thing has definitely evolved, but that fruitiness, there's a, yeah, I think you're right.